To this version of America Tonight. Tough weekend for so many people in Washington State and those with family on that Malaysian flight that's missing. They say they're getting closer to what they think may be the debris. However, it's under pretty deep water, and that's not a definite yet at this point. But let's start closer to home in Washington State. I'm sure you may have seen this if you at all surfaced over the weekend and watched any kind of clips from the news or whatever. But the sheriff of Snohomish County, Washington, talked about how devastating it was, this mudslide where it looked like half of a mountain just literally washed away. And this was because of a Saturday landslide. It was because of so much saturation because of heavy rain over the past month, that the landslide was about 1 square mile. And there were 40 houses down below. All those houses were hit. People were buried alive in mud so far, and they don't know how many it's going to be. But you can tell the sheriff's deputies, the different ones that come forward, that, you know, different times of day they're giving updates. They look like ghosts. Their faces are pale. They feel so terrible. Of course they do. 8 people so far have been recovered. 8 people at this point. At least they say full on they know 6 homes, but they think it's 40. Because they say 40 homes were hit by this. So they are struggling big time to try to, if they can, rescue anyone. But now, of course, it's dark. And they went through Saturday and Sunday. They were working both sides of the slide. They were using helicopters to try to figure out if they could see heat signatures, which would mean people, and try to get people that, you know, that they could get free. So there were a massive amount of rescue people responding and trying to make that happen. But the mud flow is like quicksand. So the landslide was 15 feet deep in some places. And early Sunday, when they had just 4 bodies, because now they have 8 bodies, but they had just 4 bodies, they showed hotspots where at least 18 people, they have no word from. They're unaccounted for. So how many might have cleared out? They don't know. There's still that possibility. Geez, let's hope so. On Saturday, when they were digging through the mud, survivors were crying out for help. They were underneath the debris. They heard voices, and they were trying to do what they could to reach them. But this is the awful part. And I think this is why that ghostly look that I saw in the people that were stepping in front of the mics for the quick updates, you imagine this. You know, you're hearing somebody cry out for help. They are buried under the mud. You can't get them. The mud's too thick and it's too deep. So they had to, some of the rescuers had to back off. They couldn't do it. And there was one comment, and it was the governor of Washington who said, Mother Nature holds the cards here on the ability of ground people to enter the slide area. It's just a slurry now at this point. They're trying to be aggressive, but what can you do if you're sinking in the mud? I mean, you're not going to help anyone. So some of the rescuers had got caught, in fact, got caught up to their armpits. And they had to drag them out by the ropes. They had to get them out, and they were hoping they could get some people out that way. But, boy, how awful. They're saying they hear noises, the hot spots, all that kind of stuff. But they feel as though some of that has now died down, of course, because you can imagine the people were sadly buried alive. And at the hospital, they've got a bunch of people that are in various states. You got a 6-month-old boy is in critical condition, a 37-year-old man in serious condition, intensive care is what you hear over and over again. And, you know, just imagine the mud is eating the house. You know, it's like what you used to see often in Southern California when they had a horrific mudslide. So the towns affected Oso, which is a remote area, as I'm told, it's kind of outside of Darrington, which is sort of near that same area for some of the people listening, because we have listeners from Washington State. And the big thing here is, and I knew this road immediately, having been in that area several times in my life, 530. The landslide cut off 530, so you had cars that were blocked off all over the place. And, of course, there was flooding upstream and downstream from the collapse, and the photos that I saw and a lot of the video that we saw was just awful. I mean, terrible. And you know, it's interesting. The first reports of the landslide came in just before 11 o'clock on Saturday, and they learned about it, especially the power of those 140 characters that we sometimes make fun of. They heard about the sheriff's department, heard about it through Twitter. So immediately they're scrambling and trying to get anyone there they can to help, but realizing once they get there, just how tough it is to get in and try to help the people, as I just was describing to you, the people buried alive in the mud. There's only so much you can do, and if they've got ropes around them, but they're in fact buried up to their armpits, they're not going to be able to dig and find anyone under that. So just a terrible, terrible situation there. It's much the same with this Malaysian flight. You know, there's one American male that was on the flight who was from Keller, Texas, not too far from where our satellite facility is. And his family, of course, they're devastated waiting to hear the word. They just want to know. They want to know the result, and which now is the way for most of the families, so that they can start to do that whole healing process and at least have some sense of what happened and knowing, okay, this is where the plane disappeared. So there's still a lot of conspiracy theories, but they keep focusing on something off of Perth where it looks like the debris could be more. And they're trying to find what they think could be remnants of this plane. The thing is, you're talking about very, very deep water, so that becomes part of it. There was even a civilian plane that saw a wooden pallet in some of the objects that have been described out there. They said clearly they could see it kind of in the same area that we're talking about where we left you the last show. So they're looking at remote corners of even the Indian Ocean. They're seeing small objects there, and they're saying they were spotted even with the naked eye, but they don't know. It's because these waters are so tough to get to, and with the currents and everything else. But they're still out there digging around trying to find what they can. You got fog, you got low clouds. That makes it more difficult. Certainly in the air it makes it difficult because you've got six planes or helicopters. You got a couple of ships out there, and they're scouring an area of debris that was spotted initially by a U.S. satellite. So you've got the U.S., New Zealand, and Australia, all of them trying to help specifically in this one area. And you know they're on pins and needles in Australia because they want to tell the world something. I mean, they want to give people answers, but they don't have a definite answer yet at this point. All right, hang with us. More to come on the flip side here on this week's version of America Tonight, the first one out of the gate. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
If you want to weigh in on the Malaysia flight, because the conspiracy theories have not calmed down, and now there's actually a couple of thoughts on the plane dipping even lower, and that no, it was on the way to Beijing, and some of the other things that were reported weren't exactly correct. So there's a whole bunch of different tales that are being told as far as the missing plane, because now it's officially been over 2 weeks. What say you, America? I know this is the buzz in your backyard. I just ran over to the grocery store a couple of hours ago, and people there were talking about the Malaysia flight. So there's something about a plane disappearing, evaporating, and, of course, there is the tie to Texas, which would explain why Texans are hearing more about it. And there are other people that had friends who were on the plane who weren't Americans, and some of the stories are, of course, once you humanize it and talk about, well, there was this couple in Australia and they didn't have two nickels to rub together, but their entire life they saved to go to China, and they happened to be on this plane. You know, that's the sad part about it. Once you really start to tell the stories of what people were doing and where they were educated, in fact, many of the young people on the plane, the different stories that I read, had gone to schools in the United States and were back and forth. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The other big deal that's happening, of course, this week, the Senate is going to vote Monday on the $1 billion loan to the Ukraine, and may later in the week also vote on raising the U.S. minimum wage to $10.10. There's a better chance of the $1 billion passing, I think, than the $10.10. I think the $10.10 gets shot down because too many businesses are really starting to hammer on Washington about what that would mean, how that would change some of the jobs that restaurants, for example, or other businesses who say if they had to absorb that, that would lead to them having to cut some people from the payroll. I think there's enough backlash, enough people that are hammering Congress people and, you know, senators, that when the votes all shake out, it's not going to, I don't think it's going to be in favor of 10-10. I mean, for goodness sake, you know, to make the jump, could there be an interim jump, first of all? I mean, it sounds simplistic, right? It's just like that. It's like the question where you go up to somebody and say, gee, do you think everyone in America should have affordable health care? Well, are you going to be the jerk at the bar that says, no, I don't think so. Oh, heck no. Uh-oh. I think it should be, if you can afford it, you can afford it. Of course not. But it's never about where is the money coming from. It's never the rest of the story. Follow the dollars and cents. And there is no sense to the 10-10 because they don't have the money for that, number one. And then, again, the ripple effects of what it will do outside of Washington. The $1 billion they'll give to the Ukraine, and I don't know if that makes sense or not, because let me tell you, Putin is ready to bite back. It's looking like it, because Moscow is now vowing what they're calling it an asymmetrical response that could basically encompass all kinds of global issues that are very important to the United States. So think about that. Where would Russia have some sway? The very first country that comes to mind, Iran and the nuclear talks. That would be number one. Where else could they have some kind of sway? Well, it could be that some of the routes used by the U.S. that pass through Russian territory are going to be closed to the United States. In other words, they'll move to constrict supply routes, anything that they're going to get out of there. That's another thing that would probably happen. And there are a couple of other things that Russia could throw at the United States. I mean, ultimately, Putin is the decision maker. That's it. So that you got to either reset with Moscow, you got to reset with Russia, or not. Do we consider Russia an important player in global issues? Think of their alliance with China, think of their alliance with Iran, or do we not care? I think we care. I think we care. And already, when you look at what's happening next week as well, the president is on the road. He hits the road. So Wednesday, he's going to be in Brussels for the EU-US summit on the situation in the Ukraine. And, you know, that's about all of the money and the response and what's going to happen and what if Putin pushes deeper, further in from the Crimea? So the Kremlin is saying, the word came out over the weekend, that they're evaluating the new U.S. sanctions. They're evaluating them, but they have some thoughts on how they could strike back. So, after that meeting in Brussels, then Obama's in Rome. He's going to meet with the Pope, and he's also going to talk with the Italian Prime Minister. So, I don't know what the Pope's two cents would matter on the Ukraine situation. I'm sure it could come up in conversation. But I think the big play here is, can Putin be pushed? How far can he be pushed? And if he is pushed all the way out, what kind of damage does that do? It certainly does damage to the U.S.-Russian relationship, because Putin is the guy. You know, that's it. And with the China chumminess, that would be my biggest concern. If I'm sitting in the Oval Office, that's what I want to know. We're talking about hitting the reset button. I want to know about China. I want to know about, I know they're cozy, but what does that mean? So goes Russia, so goes China. I mean, not completely, but if there was some big bubbling issue, what would the Chinese do? You know, where would they go? Where would they shake out in all of this? So this has gotten even bigger. Coming up this week on America Tonight, we're going to have a couple of people with ties to Russia, deep ties to Russia, that have some good insider knowledge that they're going to share with us that I talked to over the weekend. So the Ukraine is fearful of another attack. We're voting. Our U.S. government is voting on the $1 billion and whether they're going to give the $1 billion vote to do that to the Ukraine. And then will other people follow suit? Because there's a run on banks. I mean, people are panicked in the Ukraine. Basically, they're upside down. So it's not like, okay, we're forming this government and we'll take your loans and we're going to be okay. Think of Greece on steroids. Then throw in Russia and the panic over that. Pretty much that's what it looks like there. So this push outside Crimea by Moscow's troops, and now the conducting drills at the Ukraine's eastern gate. Oh boy. The people in Kiev are very, very concerned. And they fear that interim people in place are very weary and worried that Putin, now filled with, hey, we just got this vote of confidence in this last week, and Crimea is now ours, could we, you know, we got this limited time here, should we make this move? And some people really feel like this is the aim. It's not just Crimea, but all of the Ukraine. And there's enough troops at the border that they could attack. Would he really do that? I mean, would he really throw it in the face of the U.S. and the European Union and just say, yeah, we're going for it? I mean, I don't think anyone completely knows the situation. I mean, this is much more explosive, I think, than it was even a week ago when we were talking about the referendum vote. And what happens if he makes the move on the rest of the country? I mean, this is the most explosive thing that we've seen from Russia in a very long time that would involve the United States really stuck right in the middle of this, because we've put ourselves in the middle of this. And this is going to dominate the nuclear security summit that opens in The Hague on Monday. And imagine the meeting between our U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, and the Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov. Oh, to be a fly on the wall to hear that probably off-the-record conversation and then what they put on the record. Would you vote for that $1 billion? See you in a few.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey, coming up in our final segment here on America Tonight, the $1 billion bracket challenge. We're all suckers, aren't we, for getting involved in that? Do you think old Warren Buffett knew what he was doing? Of course he did. You know, we had R.J. Bell on, who told us the odds were a crazy amount. It's like quintillion. Have you ever heard of that word before in your life? I had so many people ask me that. Did he just make that up, or is that really a number? And if you remember, and maybe you didn't hear it, but he talked about the odds just, of course, being astronomical. And they were astronomical, so nobody hit the $1 billion. But a couple people actually could get 100,000. So that's not too bad just for filling out a bracket. But we'll talk about some of the unlikely teams, some of the upsets, and just pretty much what's been going on in the tournament. Really tight games. That's why it gets exciting. It is the madness of March. That Iowa State, North Carolina finish was really strange, but there were a whole bunch of others too. So we'll dive much, much, much deeper into that. For now, though, odds and ends. We started off talking about what happened with the Malaysian plane, and there's still all kinds of theories floating around as to whether or not it was terrorism or the pilot freaked out and committed suicide. They're talking about the mental state of one of the pilots, and you know, the conspiracies are as long as the day is, let's put it that way. I flipped around just for fun to hear what some people were saying, and this is why, part of the reason why I think this is such heavy talk. I said it already, but the fact that it's really difficult to believe a 777 just fell out of the sky. Not so much that it fell out of the sky, and but there's no wreckage, and we don't know where it is at this point, right? So the missing jet mystery continues to have serious teeth. And now they're saying there's new French images that might show the debris, and they're talking about how complicated the search is because of the depth of the Indian Ocean, and they're looking at the cockpit transcript. There was no hint of any trouble, but we knew that before, so that's not necessarily new. They just go over it again and again and again to see if there's any kind of code or there's something happening there, or what could it be that perhaps they've missed now and they just didn't realize it before. But the connecting the dots, it's very difficult to connect the dots on this one. And I don't think they're going to. The best you can hope for is they find the plane and then figure it out from there. I mean, you're talking, what are we talking, 15 days, 16 days now, we're heading into that, after people just disappeared in this plane after leaving Kuala Lumpur headed for China. And I don't know that you can completely rule out terrorism no matter what until we know something for sure, because did something happen in the cockpit? Was it something with the passengers that we don't know? I mean, it might be less likely because nobody claimed any responsibility, because if this was definitely a group that had really, really planned this, you think they'd be ready to claim, we did it, and have a bunch of anti-Western rhetoric or whatever the reason was for doing it. But there still is evidence that's flying around that's doesn't really, like I said, connect what's happened here. Finding Flight 370 is like a needle in the haystack, and getting the black boxes is so critical. So the possible wreckage in the Indian Ocean off of Australia could be good news, because at least they would know if they could find anything. And the thing that's troublesome is the FBI looking at the flight simulator that one of the pilots had in the house. Remember that? We were talking about that last week. And that the agents can recover the deleted files, but they're downplaying the possibility the files would solve what the mystery is of that. So I also think that there's some misinformation out there. In other words, connecting the dots on purpose becomes much more difficult because they're holding a lot of information close. They're doing that. And this is why some of it doesn't make sense. But if they go to the debris and then they find the plane, of course, that changes everything. But they're going to have to go down to those special subs because it's deep, 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 deep. So this isn't going to be an all-clear, easy dive. It's going to be really, really tough. Even with the amount of people that are involved in the search, it's going to be tough and treacherous in some areas to be able to get down there and to be able to figure out if they've really got the plane down there or not. And we may not know very much more till maybe midweek. All right, something else happened over the weekend that I think is worthwhile talking about. I've been to this area many, many times. I have family that lives not too far from this in a place called Valle Vista. But in Galveston, Texas, they had an oil spill. You had two tankers that collided, a barge that carried about 900,000 gallons of that tar-like oil was cleared Sunday of its remaining contents that it had. It was just a day after it collided with a ship in a very busy ship channel. The Houston ship channel is incredibly busy. It leaked about a fifth of what it had into the water. Coast Guard is saying that 168,000 gallons were dumped after one of the barge's tanks ruptured, and that the oil had been detected at this point, they're saying, 12 miles offshore in the Gulf of Mexico as of Sunday. So they scurried to start to contain this and clean it up. And they always do that emptying the barge thing, because that's what they do with the contents to try to get them onto other vessels. So that's one thing they have to do because they don't want any more oil spilling after that. But this channel is one of the busiest waterways for moving petrochemicals. So it was shut down for 2 days. So you had tankers off the coast backed up. You had also cruise ships that were trying to get in. You had people waiting to pick people up, but they couldn't bring the cruise ships in. Some of them getting through late on Sunday, but they were supposed to be there on Saturday or early Sunday morning. So the damage, there's no specifics on that. You have black tar-like kind of globs. You can see it from plane, when they have aerial views from the plane, you can see it. There's a dark line of oily, substancey stuff that we've seen before, if you've ever seen an oil spill, and that's along the shoreline of a five-mile jetty that goes into Galveston Bay, which is right across from a tip of Galveston Island, and they're just working on cleaning it up at this point. And at least one cruise ship that was socked in by the fog on Saturday could end the trip and return to Galveston. They're talking about handling the others kind of case by case, because it has to go through a safety zone, and then have to make sure that oil, it's not in the oil cleanup area. And there's no timetable for this, because this is an area where you're talking 80 tankers, cruise ships, you know, combine all the different kinds of ships that could go through there, like 80 or so a day, and really big ones. So the Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are looking into what happened. And, you know, given that it's such a busy place, you have to figure that somehow they collided accidentally with the currents or tides or whatever happened. But this is also the problem with the barrels. Because of the tides and the currents, it really scattered that oil around. So full-on containment immediately, they knew that wasn't going to happen. And if you got a bottleneck that's stops as of Monday, then you're okay. If it goes longer than that, you're going to see gas prices jump up a tad in the beginning of this week, and you're going to know why. It's because the ships are backed up. Think of refineries and think of where you're talking about bringing them into. You're talking about a big, serious backup there. And if that continues further into the week, when you pull up, if you're listening to us in Iowa, Florida, wherever, you'll notice it'll probably go up a few cents, and this is going to be the reason why. That's going to be the reason why. So, as fast as they can clean it up, the better. The faster they can do that. And, you know, it's bad timing on this, too, because when environmentalists freak out about the birds, right now you've got 50,000 to 70,000 shorebirds that are right there in the same area where some of the spill was, because there's a what they call a shorebird sanctuary not too far away. So there's this habitat on both sides of that shipping channel, and that couldn't be worse because this is the peak migration season, doesn't it figure? And then you have tens of thousands of wintering birds that are still there, too. My, oh, my. We're talking brackets next. Remember, you can always throw in with us, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Sean, I sure hope you're happier on the inside than you appear to be on the outside, because you and your brother are both in the Sweet 16. Or your brother Archie. Sean.
Yeah, you know what? I think one of the... Hello?
We're here. All right. Thank you, Coach. AT&T at the half continues in a moment.
Woo, that was... that was a blunder. Just like the brackets that are collapsing. Poor Greg Gumbel seemed to collapse on that one. He called Dayton coach Archie Miller. He called him his brother's name by his brother's name, Sean Miller, who is Arizona's coach. So Archie seemed pretty confused. And, of course, being the Dayton coach, being pretty excited about what's happening, you could hear there the interview just sort of cut out and Gumbel just kind of laughed, and then they moved on after that. I would have liked to hear some of his thoughts, but we didn't really get any of them. I have some thoughts on the brackets. I don't know how you are doing in yours, but let me tell you, mine are pretty much toast at this point. Matt, how about your brackets?
I'm still alive in two of them, but a couple are dead for sure. I mean, when you have Duke going out, Wichita State, the overall number one seed, and then Syracuse, too. There's going to be a lot of brackets busted.
Yeah, and of course, those were teams I had, and they were close, too. UK knocking off Wichita State, 78-76. What a tight finish that was. There have been some exciting basketball. Even if you weren't doing the bracket thing, it'd be fun to watch the games. And Iowa State and North Carolina, what was up with that finish? I have to say Roy Williams was pretty gracious at the end of it and saying, oh, you can't blame the officials, and we know what's supposed to happen at the end, and it had to do with clock, time on the clock. They didn't have enough time as they were going down court with the Tar Heels with a chance to maybe, you know, score, but it didn't matter because then the game all of a sudden was whistled. Okay, that's done. You know, we're done. Time is over, and Iowa State pulls it off. And that was a huge win for them, 85-83, but it's just a crazy finish to that.
Yeah, and I think I'm always of the philosophy, not that I'm huge into basketball, but when there's that little time left, it just makes more sense to go with the play and run up and take a shot rather than calling the timeout, than doing the inbounding and all that. Even if there was still time left, I think it just makes more sense to just kind of go with the play.
Yeah, and they didn't do that. So they, you know, that just kind of was the end of everything. The Tar Heels inbounded the ball to Nate Britt, who dribbled past midcourt. Time expired. Boom, Iowa State. They win that one. Although I was excited for the Cyclones, who got to celebrate after that. And it was kind of crazy, too, because as somebody said, well, didn't they get to celebrate twice when the buzzer sounded? And a few minutes later when they reviewed the replays and confirmed that was it, that Iowa State was in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2000. And actually, I think, Matt, you went to Iowa State, didn't you?
I did. I was there the unfortunate year in 2001 when we had Marcus Fizer, Jamal Tinsley. We had the number 2 seed, and we were the first number 2 to lose to a 15. We lost to Hampton, and it
Woo!
Was pretty devastating walking around campus.
I bet it was. It's been pretty devastating for some of these coaches. You could tell, like I said, Roy Williams, I give him credit. He is a class act. But at number 6, the Tar Heels, gone from the tournament opening weekend for the first time in consecutive seasons. And you could tell he was kind of holding back. He's kind of holding back the tears. You know, this is the end of his 10th season in Chapel Hill. And, you know, so it was confusing that his player, Britt, said he thought North Carolina got the timeout before the buzzer, and then that's where that whole thing happened. But either way, it doesn't matter. It matters that the Cyclones moved on, and they're now headed to New York City. They play the number 7 seed Connecticut in the East Regional semifinal next week. And I think a lot of people have been stunned, as Matt said, Duke out of the tournament. I've been surprised by some of the finishes. Kentucky went down. Stanford beat them 68-57. Kansas went down. Yeah, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, no more. There was a kid crying in the audience. He was so sad by that.
And
they
kept going back to him, too.
Oh.
I felt bad for that little kid because he's going to go through the rest of his life as being the kid crying on national TV.
Yeah, no kidding.
They showed him like 5 or 6 times, too. It wasn't just like a one little clip.
No. So you're right. So people will always point to that for sure. And so for Stanford, that's huge. So you got a 10 knocking off a 2 with Kansas. And we already mentioned, actually, Kentucky and their big win over Wichita State. So for Kentucky fans, that's also very huge. So it's strange. You have some of the familiar faces there, but then you had some super big upsets in the tournament.
And then destroyed, too,
yes.
By 30 points.
Yes. And I was watching that game. Well, I mean, with
it
the final, 85-55. Yeah, it wasn't a game at all.
Because I remember looking at the score one time, and it was, I think it was 21-9 a couple minutes into the first half. Like, they just got blown out the entire game.
Yeah, and I don't know that, again, that goes to that whole predicting thing. You know, it's like what I say when we do nail the score, and paralysis by overanalysis, but Baylor just dominated Creighton, and Baylor's the only Texas team now left in the tournament. So it's going to be an interesting next set of games in these regionals. And then as it shrinks down and you get further into it, you know, who's going to be left in the Final Four and who's ultimately going to play the Final Four and the championship game in Texas, because it's being played at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas, which is huge. They're moving in a little bit, but there should be a lot of people out for, I mean, you know, because it's such a big event, the Final Four anyway. So Baylor, in their dominance, had 5 players in double figures. Wow, 5 players. So they get to play the number 2 seed, Wisconsin, on Thursday in Anaheim. And in Baylor's attempts at previous stops to the Sweet 16, they fell one game short of the Final Four. You know, so here we go again, the round of 32, narrowing it down after that, and your brackets might be doing better than my brackets. I'm definitely out of all of them, because in one of them I wanted to take a gamble, and I even though that they had had problems and Duke wasn't really the go-to team, I don't know, I thought, I'm just going to roll the dice and go with Duke in one of them. And, of course, they're out of the tournament now, and I think that's the way for a lot of people that are either hanging in by a thread and they have perhaps the right team to finish it, or some of the early going really just crucified them. But, of course, in the early rounds, as long as your other big teams are intact and getting in your final four teams, especially your final two teams, that's big because that's where you really, really pick up the points. And so that's the key thing, not losing in the bigger rounds if you have enough teams to get through. If not, then you're pretty much toast. So there you go. Well, what can you do? I say you punt, and then you got to look for something else, like baseball season, which is almost here. But baseball season in the Midwest is going to be pretty tough because of the weather that we've been having. And I mentioned this a little bit last week. I got a couple of emails on this. I think you thought I was joking about it, but they actually were out there chipping away at some ice on some of the fields because they got to get it ready for these games that are coming up in less than 2 weeks.
And I think it's so dumb on Major League Baseball to be doing this. We ran into the problem last year and I think the year before, too, with weather and all these games being delayed or canceled at the beginning of the year. Why not just start everybody in, you know, the southern region, the west? You know, Minnesota's opening up against Chicago in Chicago. When is it? This weekend, I think, is when baseball starts.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have all these Midwest and Northeast teams open up in California, Texas, you know, Florida, Atlanta, all those places where you could have games that aren't impeded by the snow and the cold right now?
Yeah, why not just do that? Like you say, why not set the schedules that way? Then you don't have to worry about that you can have them removed and ready to go. Because it's a lot of teams. There's a handful of teams that have to deal with this. And the Chicago White Sox say they've never seen anything like it. The snow that was piled up at U.S. Cellular Field, they say they could deal with that. But the frost on the ground, they say, is measured in, I think he said it was measured in feet, not inches. And to be ready for the first pitch, I mentioned this before, they have a gigantic hair dryer basically under a tarp, pumping hot air onto the field to thaw it out. And they have crews chipping away at ice near the right field line with shovels. So how is that going to be for everybody in the outfield? It's not going to be a good deal for any of these players. There's a high chance of injury if they don't have it completely cleared out. Good luck with that.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.